what we're dealing with is the fact that it's not, the word hoax is so terribly misaligned and ripped up. Like when Mike Church of the Mike Church Show uses it, it's correct. He's using it correct as a hoax, as he's been doing all week, and absolutely crushing it with his shows, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time. But the way this has been compounded with a perfect storm of social media, legacy media, a hatred for who's in the Oval Office has ginned this up. Okay, I've said it repeatedly. I was in Texas when the Ebola crisis hit, and I was in Texas when the swine flu epidemic was here. All right, and there was none of this. We didn't shut down anything. But yet, the idea that people were going to get the sniffles and that a group that needed to be protected anyway, really, when we look at how our response to the COVID-19 Wuhan superbug should have been, it should have drawn us back to doing what? Taking care of those most vulnerable. We took the wrong message. As Americans do, we took the wrong message from this. What was this message supposed to be? Reconnect with your families, protect your parents, the elderly, those who have knowledge and who have given so much to you. Now, what did we turn this into? Everybody get in your homes and watch Netflix. Everybody go into your homes and watch screens. Stay away from them. Which obviously you should have those precautions anyway with elderly people during the flu season and any of these things that can weaken a compromised immune system. But we haven't taken the correct approach. And it's just, as Mike says, Mike Church, error begets error. Or, well, error has no rights, as he says. But one error, begets another, and that's what we're seeing here. The dominoes just keep falling. They absolutely keep falling. Rusty, I don't know. Thank you, sir. Thank you to Rusty and Doosan. I appreciate it. I don't know if I can live up to that. You just sent a donation in the chat room, sir. Thank you. Hopefully that was for Mike, because Mike's been killing it. But I told you guys, it wouldn't stop at San Francisco. Don't worry, I won't. San Francisco was just the test run. We're going to put 6.7 million people. We're going to have them shelter in place. And it really seems like these idiots on these power trips are saying, anything you can do, I can do better. So what does Comrade de Blasio do? After telling gyms to shut down, except the one he goes to. Because remember, he needs to be healthy so he can make the decisions for New York. Not you plebes. You can all die for all he cares. All right? There's 12 million of you in New York. So if 6 million of you die, it doesn't matter, de Blasio. He don't care. But he needs to be able to get on the Stairmaster. So de Blasio sees the lady in San Francisco get 6.7 million people to go into their homes. And he's like, I bet you I could get 12 million of them in New York to do it. Even though Cuomo says he can't do that. But the fact that was floated out. And then Gavin Newsom says, you know what? Since these idiots were able to do it in San Francisco, I'm doing the entire state. This is an exercise. What we've seen, and I've said it from the get-go, I don't fear COVID-19 Wuhan superbug. I don't. Okay? If I get it as a Catholic, it's an opportunity for me to suffer and offer it up for the suffering souls in purgatory. If it even shows. But to have these. Yeah, now we have I'm getting news here from my amazing producer Justin that 100% of non-essential workers must work from home. Well, if you're non-essential, you probably don't have the ability to work from home. Okay, not everybody does. And it's ridiculous. Oh, just work from home. Well, I'm a bartender, so I don't know. You want me to stand on my porch and sling beers at people as they run by? Like, hey, you want a beer? And, like, toss it to him? Now send me a tip. Venmo me a tip. The complete and utter lack of self-awareness. And we'll get to Newsom here in a moment. Shutting down California. Right? It's a race to see. This is the great test because California has the largest population and so forth. This is the great challenge. If they can pull it off there, no other state is off limits. And that includes Texas. All right? Abbott shut everything down. So he needs to be careful when he talks about this. Texans are strong and freedom loving. Shut up, dude. You're telling. If we're so freedom loving, you know what freedom is? Living with fear, living with danger. Being free means, yeah, I can go get a friggin' drink at a bar. Being free means that I can go to the local bakery that makes delicious Egg Benedict sandwich, Eggs Benedicts in the morning and sit down at their restaurant and drink their coffee and eat their food and not have to shuffle in there and get a takeout order and shuffle back to my house. I'm going to talk about this more in a moment. But folks, Amazon, I don't know if you heard, there was a distribution center in New York that shut down because a guy got the COVID-19 superbug Wuhan. You know who doesn't stop shipping? The Founders Trading Post. You know what you could probably do right now, especially since the internet's probably going to break over the weekend. Let's be real. This is the first weekend where everybody's home and everybody's going to be using it. So I suggest you not use it if you don't have to. But grab some books at the Founders Trading Post. All right? Is Davis a Traitor? Any of the Father Gabriel Mysteries? We have The Three Marks of Manhood. Any of the books by Dr. Cary Gress. There's so many amazing books that are in the Founders Trading Post that could give that now you have the opportunity to read. Please check it out. MikeChurch.com/shop, S-H-O-P. MikeChurch.com/shop. Check out all the books. Books by Catholic authors, Joseph Pierce, G.K. Chesterton. We have books by David Simpson in there. Mike Church has books in there. Check it out. MikeChurch.com/shop, S-H-O-P at the Founders Trading Post. So let's listen to a little bit of Gavin Newsom trying to justify imprisoning. And that's what he's doing. Imprisoning, what, 40 million people?